you really need to stop and think about who you are surrounding yourself with in your personal life and your professional life. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's the Adam Welcome Podcast. I think we're on episode 95. Thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this journey of me just talking about ideas that I got in my head that I just get when I'm traveling or running or on an airplane that I like to talk about. You really need to stop and think about who you're surrounding yourself with. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was in Minnesota where it was negative 15 and I was having dinner with like 8 other principals from around the state, north, south, east, west, big school, rural. And I was just looking around the table and it just was a reminder that who you surround yourself is what you say about yourself and who you are and what you want to be. And you got to surround yourself with the right people that are on the same mission, that have similar goals, or that complement you with when maybe what you don't do well, they can help lift you up. It is just so vitally important. Another example, I just did a book study with 3 other people from around the country, and we read the book Moneyball. It is about the Oakland A's and their general manager, Billy Beane. If you don't know the book or the movie, read the book, watch the movie. It's absolutely just groundbreaking, I feel. And there's so many ideas that you can use from that book and movie in life and in your organization. And I was just having a Zoom conversation. We were having a book talk, and in the 35 to 40 minutes that we were on Zoom, I'm in California. We had one in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas. My brain just stretched, and I got so many new ideas coming into my ecosystem. And it was just another reminder that even if people are not right in front of you, set up phone calls, set up Zoom calls, meet with people in person or virtually, the right people, who are you surrounding yourself with that you're going to have those people help you to learn and grow, to be a better human, to be a better leader, to be a better neighbor, to be a better colleague or a parent or a spouse or whatever it is. Who are you surrounding yourself with? It is so important. You can't choose your family, but you can choose the people that you surround yourself with. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Thank you for listening. Hey, if you want to support the podcast, I've written 4 books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, type in Adam Welcome, Kids Deserve It, Run Like a Pirate, Empower Our Girls, Teachers Deserve It. I'm also a keynote speaker, small audiences, medium and large audiences. I've done up to 5,000 people. So awesome what I get to do in my career, talking to people, talking to teachers and school leaders about being a better educator and being a better human being. If you're looking for a speaker for your organization or for your event, just reach out, MrAdamWelcome.com, or you can email me AdamWelcome@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you have an absolutely amazing day.